Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions is coming into Scranton. Now, with us in the studio are three people. I'm going to begin by talking to the Vice President of Lackawanna College, Jill Murray. Jeff Sessions coming to Lackawanna College. Give me the big scoop there. What's going on?
Well, it's always an honor to have anyone like the Attorney General come to Lackawanna College. We've had many presidents, presidential candidates there. He's coming to Lackawanna College, I think, in large part because of the excellence of our police academy. The audience is mostly a police academy law enforcement group, and having two of the best police academies in the state, that's a logical place for him to come.
Absolutely. And his news release from his office says he's going to talk about immigration, law
yes.
enforcement, right? And so I think you're going to have are people invited to a program, or what's going on?
There is a select group of folks being invited. Obviously, you know, we don't have control over who's invited. The Washington makes all of those arrangements. The FBI has been there, been at our college for the last couple of days and making sure all the security is in place. It's really going to be about 150 folks, give or take.
It's amazing that yeah. Lackawanna College gets picked. And you know, a yeah. lot of that, you know, don't blush, but a lot of that is you. I know you're always out there promoting the school. Last time you were here, you talked about, you know, placement in your culinary program, which is like 100%. I mean, I'm scratching my head going, 100%?
100%.
And you also are one of the least expensive private colleges.
The least expensive in the state of Pennsylvania.
Me.
Correct.
Right.
Yes. Thank you for allowing me to clarify that.
Absolutely. All right. In the studio with us, three people, Lackawanna College. And I always have to make sure that you understand, in the interest of being transparent, I'm part of the adjunct faculty there, so I love this school. And I don't mind polishing their halo anytime I can. All right. They have a program called eSports. And I want you to hear about this. So in the studio is Teddy Delaney. Teddy, tell us who you are, what you do there.
Yes, I am the eSports program administrator and head coach.
Okay. And Joya Whittington, you are?
Yes, I am the athletic director at the college as well as the head women's basketball coach.
Okay. You have a good season coming up?
We do have a good season coming up. We have six returners, so.
Okay, I have a couple of grandchildren who I think are going to be star basketball players.
Perfect.
So, all right, good enough.
Perfect.
All right, who wants to start by telling me what eSports is?
Sure, I'll start.
Teddy, go ahead.
So eSports is essentially competitive multiplayer online video gaming. And it's a huge industry on the professional stage right now, and we're very excited to bring it to a collegiate level. We are one of under 70 universities, institutions in the nation that have built a varsity program around this sport.
Now, when you say this is like basketball, like football, this is now a part of the athletic program?
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make an extension of the athletic department, essentially.
Now, where did this come from? I mean, eSports just popped up, or what's going on?
Back in January, Frank, I got an article sent to me about a college, actually Harrisburg University, offering scholarships to students playing eSports, and I just couldn't believe it. I said, what is eSports? And I know Teddy, and so I immediately sent him the article and said, what do you know about this? He said, what do I know about this? I'm such a gamer as well, and you know, this is the biggest industry going. It's exploding all over the place. He was starting to tell me about all of the new facilities. The Luxor, for example, just built a 30,000 square foot arena in Vegas. Arlington, Texas is building a 100,000 square foot arena to house competitive gaming. It is an enormously successful industry, about to hit $1 billion, could be bigger than the NFL.
Okay, I just for the people who are out there, I'm not sure I understand how, I mean, you're talking about arenas. I mean, is this sitting in front of a computer and playing a game? What is it? How does it work?
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, what we're doing at Lackawanna is we're renovating a facility ourselves, and we're going to put 25 high-end gaming PCs. It's going to be like a state-of-the-art facility. Right now, I'm recruiting very, very heavily to bring in new students, currently enrolled students, to get together and see what kind of gaming experience they have. But that's the gist of it, is we get together, we log in, and we play.
I mean, this sounds fabulous. Joy, now what's your role in this whole program?
Yeah, so Jill presented the idea to us, and, you know, as a head women's basketball coach, you just kind of step back and you're like, all right, you know, and then you really dive in. You're like, what does this mean? What is this industry going to do for our department? And it really just puts us, I mean, it falls in line with every other sport that we have there, you know, the same standards, the same code of conduct that we have for our student athletes, and it puts us in a path of progression. It puts us ahead, and that's what we want to do. We want to have an elite status, and we want to be the best, so the more things we can add that are progressive and high-end and cutting-edge is great for our department and our school.
All right, we're talking about this e-sports program at Lackawanna College, and we're going to get back to that. We're going to get all the specifics and tell you more about how the young people are getting involved and how you can get involved. We're talking about an e-sports program at Lackawanna College. Fascinating. I cannot believe, you know, I'm reading this. We're overwhelmed with texts from people who want to know more about it. So I'll give you just a kind of a heads up here. Reach for a pen and paper or whatever you need to, because we're going to give you information on how to contact the school. But I want to explore this more. This is one of the texts here says, well, so much for people criticizing video games. This actually taps into the people who love video. But it's not violent. It's sports, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's all different types of video games. But one major thing that we want to point out is that because we are creating an extension of the athletics program, is that we're putting an academic stamp on it. And we are holding all of our student athletes academically accountable across the board, the same like we would for the basketball team, the football team. We want them to be fully enrolled, 12 credits per semester. We want them to maintain a 2.0 GPA, take part in study halls and tutoring sessions and everything.
Having taught the football players, I know that you guys have a very strict policy, which I think has worked tremendously.
Absolutely.
You know, that people are held to a high standard, which really works. Jill, did you say scholarships?
Scholarships. Just like someone coming to Lackawanna to play football or to play women's basketball, there are scholarships for esports, for video games. So parents, if you're listening, scholarships are available.
So you're recruiting someone for your women's basketball team. You're going to go out and you're going to watch some high school kids play, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, are you going to watch people playing esports and recruit them?
I mean, that's the beauty of video games and being online, is you can record everything. And for these games that we're playing, there's different ranks, there's different levels that you can be at. And like I said, you can record all of that and you can show statistics just like you can for any other sport. So once we get our facility up and running, we want to bring kids in, get them playing together, get them talking to each other, and we'll see what their skill levels are.
Now, this may be a dumb question, but what sports? I mean, is it all sports?
So, I mean, esports is a general term for the industry. We're literally playing video games, and there's all different types of official esports video games, but the three that we're going to be making teams for are Overwatch, League of Legends, and Rocket League. And now, Rocket League is essentially soccer for cars. Okay, and I'm not even joking. So then Overwatch is a 6v6 multiplayer game where you get to select a character. Each character has a different set of skills and abilities, and the same thing for League of Legends, except it's 5v5. And I mean, that's where the critical thinking and the teamwork and the strategy come into play, and that's why we're calling it a sport, essentially, is because all those things tie into athletics just the same.
Are there coaches?
Yes, Teddy is our head coach, and we have an assistant coach, Robert Eskra.
Okay, and I mean, how do you coach video games?
I can explain how it was explained to me, which would probably help you. It is so similar to coaching another sport, where maybe I'm on the basketball floor and I'm analyzing a movement pattern, or I'm analyzing footwork or body work. They're essentially doing the same thing. There's keys and there's tricks with having your hand placed on the mouse the right way, and just things like that. And just the strategy, the teamwork behind it is essentially the same that, you know, we would have to do on the football field or on the basketball floor.
Now, Jill, you mentioned when we were in the break, mm-hmm. you threw out Notre Dame, Harrisburg.
Right.
I mean, what other schools are into this? I mean, it's not just Lackawanna College, it's nationwide?
It's starting to become nationwide. There are just under 70 of us across the country, and there aren't many locally. In fact, we're the only local school in northeastern Pennsylvania to offer esports. But we would be playing schools like Notre Dame, like USC, the bigger schools that we would never get a chance to play, perhaps in football or women's basketball or some other sports. We get exposure to their students. There are dozens of community colleges across the country who are also participating in this. So there's not a community college versus four-year college segregation, so to speak. It's all one now. And in fact, I think just a couple weeks ago, Teddy, one of the community colleges in Oklahoma beat Notre Dame by, I don't know what the score was.
Yeah. That's what's crazy is we get to expose our name with these other big name schools because, like she said, there's no divisions, there's no separation. Much like in the NCAA, you have different divisions in which you play in. This has yet to be. What's the word I'm looking for?
Regulated.
Yeah, regulated, exactly. So we have the chance to play LCC up the road, and we have a chance to play Notre Dame, and the options are limitless right now.
Okay, this is almost a dumb question based on the text responses I'm getting, and I'll just throw this out, and anybody who wants to answer it can, but what's been the response?
Overwhelming.
It's overwhelming here.
It's absolutely overwhelming. I think the initial interest has outpaced any other sport that we had to start, and you know we're talking about hundreds of people making contact, hundreds of people, kids, students, potential students, people that are at other schools that want to transfer.
Yeah, high schools
to Lackawanna high schools, principals, teachers. It has been absolutely overwhelming, in a really good and positive way.
Okay, so if you know, I keep talking to you, Joya, like you're you know, a basketball coach. Mm-hmm. So you can't take everybody that wants to play basketball.
Correct.
So is this the same thing? Do you have to recruit the best esports players, or can anybody get involved?
That's very correct. Anyone can get involved. Now, another beautiful thing about it not being regulated yet is we can field multiple teams for multiple games. So we can have a novice team, an intermediate team, an advanced team. So, I mean, as of right now, like I said, I'm recruiting very heavily, and we're trying to get everyone in the door. And once we get a facility and I can place them together, like I said, we can put our best foot forward. We can have a JV team. We have a lot of options.
Okay. I think the one of the biggest responses I'm getting here, and I'm sure you'll understand this immediately, is that people are saying that they aren't necessarily athletic, but they love sports, and that this just gives them a chance to be involved in sports programs without necessarily having to be the jock.
Absolutely.
I think that's what's great about it. I think, you know, we're providing a platform and an avenue for student athletes to come and be a part of something. And that's, you know, that's why we have teams, you know. So I love the social aspect of this, and I love bringing more and more students in and student athletes in to fall under our umbrella.
We have a bunch of questions asking for more information on what you mentioned. League of Legends, Overwatch, Rocket League. Could you explain? I know you mentioned it, but tell us more about what that is.
Sure. So Rocket League is essentially, like I said, soccer for cars. We can have teams of three or teams of two. And what it is you have a rocket-powered car, and there is a soccer ball. Obviously, the physics are a little played with there, but it's generally a five-minute match, and you score as many goals as you can. For Overwatch, you have teams of six. You get to select from a number of different characters. Each character has their own specific abilities and strengths. Some may be offensive players, some may be defensive players, some may be healers, and some may be attackers. And the key to that game is putting together the correct team. And that's basically the same thing as League of Legends is. It's 5v5. You get to select from over 100 characters in that game, and the skills and abilities in that game are very extensive. So that comes down to finding the right players to play the right people and pair them together with the right people in order to get the victory. We have more information on our website, I believe. And
yeah, I was going to say, you know, before we run out of time, how do people get involved in this? People are saying this is great because it's gender neutral, right? I mean, gender neutral, I assume, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah, and that's another cool thing is I've had just as many girls apply as I've had guys.
And just quickly before you give us the information, you don't have to be a computer nerd to do this?
No, not at all. And that's another cool thing is I've had kids contact me and say, hey, I've never done this before, but I'm interested.
All right. And we're open. Esports program. How do people get involved?
Well, I mean, you could go to our website, lackawanna.edu/esports, or you can contact me for more information. My email address is delaneye@lackawanna.edu. That's delaneye@lackawanna.edu. Or you can contact my cell phone, 570-574-0437.
And this interview and everything will be on our website, so you can also take a look at WILKNewsRadio.com. We'll give you all the information. You guys are great. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks for having us
on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.